Yeah, that's true. If in order to be sense to speak in a way that can appeal to people, given their emotional state, we have to have some mastery over our own emotions. Yes, I wouldn't say mastery. It is just that we need to be able to manage our emotions, because emotions are a part of who we are, and we can't conquer emotions. Bhakti ultimately is an emotion, and we want bhakti to be our master. It's like Krishna is our master. Radharani is the representative of bhakti. So we don't master our emotions, but we learn to channel our emotions. So our emotions are also meant to help us in serving Krishna. And so in that sense, having intense concern for somebody, that is, we could say, a precondition. Compassion is required when we are trying to connect with people. But at the same time, we have to evaluate whether my emotions are helping me to do this work, or they're help to do this service, or they are coming in the way of doing this service. If a doctor, if a surgeon has no emotions, they may become very mechanical in treating patients. But if a surgeon, say, is treating their own child, at that time they may become too emotional. They may told you, "You don't take do the surgery, let somebody else do it." So at one level, the emotion in terms of concern or compassion has to be there. But emotion in terms of excessive investment, or the concentration of emotions in a particular thing in an excessive degree, that is undesirable. So we have to have some amount, we have to have some capacity to observe our emotions and channel them in a way that helps people to come closer to Krishna. People do need to feel that we are concerned about them. If they feel that we are speaking about Krishna, it is just like an academic professor speaking some abstract subject, then if they feel it's a paid job where we have no concern for the subject or the audience, then they will not be uplifted. But at the same time, if our emotion makes us insistent or domineering, there is a problem. So sattva guna, the mode of goodness, is where there is the regulation of emotions. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yeah, so it's that being emotional is not bad. Yeah, emotional is, see, some of us, as I said, are more rational, some of us are more emotional. And that is just the way we are. We may try to balance it, but prominently, some of us will be more rational, some of us will be more emotional. And we can't change that defining nature that we have. But if we find that it's too rational, then we may have to bring a little bit emotion into ourselves also. If we're too emotional, then we may need to bring a little bit rationality into ourselves also. So that means, it said that sculptors can change the shape of the stone, but not the structure of the stone. Not what the stone is made up of. They can't make a marble into granite. So similarly, we could say that by our past karma itself, our structure is made in a particular way. Some of us will be structured to be more emotional, some of us will be structured to be more rational. So that core defining nature can't be changed. In fact, in general, it is said that females tend to be more emotional, males tend to be more rational. Of course, again, there are boundaries which are porous, but this is just the way we are. So, but if we understand that, okay, I'm too emotional, then the structure can't be changed, but it can be shaped a little bit. So then, if I tend to be emotional, then maybe I can decide that I need to have some other friend who's a little bit more rational. And before taking any major decisions in my life, I consult them. If I tend to be more rational, then I need to also think with the heart, not just with the head. So I need to ask somebody, am I being sensitive enough over here? Am I hearing and understanding the other person's emotions? So we all need to create ways in which we can balance our whatever nature we have. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes. Yes, ma'am.